This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
How charming. Never be boring. Always tell the truth. That's my mantra. Protect the listeners from the vagaries of fake news and false stuff. Every once in a while, people accuse me of coloring stories because I want to be entertaining. And I guess probably I could cop to that, Jay. What do you think? You don't. But every once in a while when I tell stories, I embellish some of the facts. That's not, in my mind, fake news. That's in my mind. But listen, got to work at it. We have had a conversation. And this is, I'll point you in the direction of one of the other programs. I do four other programs beside the Weekday Good Day program. I do the American Family Farmer Show, which each week focuses. And by the way, this has become the most popular of all of the weekend shows that I do. It has become every week we're adding a new affiliate here or there, most of them in farm country, but sometimes not. They're, you know, it's interesting what we eat everywhere. I hope there is anyway. That's the Food, Farm, and Family report that we do at foodfarmfamily.com every day. And I'm working on establishing a connection that we might use, Jay, on Food, Farm, and Family with Jen's father. He does a thing called What's Cooking. And I think that would make a perfect segment for the Food Farm Family Show. And also I'm working on my friend Phil Lempert, who's the supermarket guru, to add to our Food Farm and Family with his expertise on what's, you know, what do you look for, what's the best bargain in the supermarket, that kind of stuff. Because we're here to make your life better, much as anything else. A full-service program, this Good Day brand that I've had for 35, almost 36 years now, has always aimed at giving you the helpful hand that you sometimes need. You know, just little bits and pieces of things, like the argument between Ken. Well, you listen to that, right? That Jack is talking about salt. Ken says, don't use salt. Jack says, what, are you crazy? And so
depends on the salt.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's all about, it's not, all salt is not created equal any more than anything else is. All humans are not created equal. And so we've got, you know, examples of that everywhere. Now, we were talking about the marathon and the Boston Marathon being the most prominent marathon. It was run yesterday and won by a Kenyan and a Yemeni, I think. But there are always Africans that win. So the Beijing Marathon, I'm just kind of like we're going to compare and contrast here, all right? So every year in China, the Beijing Marathon is held. And it's held at the same time, or usually about the same time as the Boston Marathon, because they don't want all the attention on the marathon over here. They, as usual, like children, want to have all the attention or as much attention on them. Look, Mommy, over here, I'm the Chinese guy, and I want you to look at me like you look at the other, you know, it's that kind of nonsense. So anyway, the organizers of the marathon said yesterday that they were investigating. There's footage that appeared widely online, i.e. social media, showed three African runners who were pulled back, allowing the Chinese guy to win. So, oh, of course, the Chinese would never do that, right? The government doesn't want to be embarrassed because the race showed that the Kenyans were way ahead. Let's see, no, there were two Kenyans and one Ethiopian that was running in the marathon in Beijing. And as they got close to the finish line, they can be seen pointing to the finish line and waving, but they slow down. And well, so Go ahead.
The one Kenyan said that was his friend. That was one of his closest friends, and he let him win.
What, the Chinese guy?
But that's, you know.
Yeah, really?
That was what the Kenyan runner said.
Yeah, right. Anyway, there are a lot of the social media site, Chinese social media site is called Weibo, W-E-I-B-O translated. And there was a lot of criticism as the Chinese people feel like they're embarrassed. There's nothing worse in the society, in most Asian societies, Japanese society, Chinese society, they don't like being embarrassed. They are embarrassed about being embarrassed. And so the Chinese people apparently find this to be very embarrassing. And they're kind of pushing back, if you will. Lots of comments translated into English about sportsmanship and shame and that kind of stuff.
This was the half marathon, right?
Yeah, this was the half marathon. Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know. When you look at the picture, I kind of believe it because the Kenyan runner, Willie, he's celebrating. His arms are up. Like, he's celebrating.
Right.
His friend winning. So it's not, like, not when you so just fast. First hear it, it's like, but then when you see the actual picture, I kind of believe it.
Yeah, I believe him, at least. Yeah, I do too. All right, anyway, meanwhile, back at the American Supreme Court, and what's going on with Donald Trump, the court's supposed to decide, I think today, at least they're taking it up today, whether or not this federal law to prevent the cover-up of financial crimes can be used against the people involved in the January 6th incident. There are still those people who are on trial that could face 20 years in jail. And so is this the charges against this whole thing, again, Donald Trump's up to his Mickey in this, it would seem. But the arguments are going to be heard today. This is a pretty high-stakes case, frankly, that could invalidate felony obstruction charges for these people that are connected, that are still being tried. And Trump's one of them. So the issue here is whether a federal law enacted 20-some-odd years ago to prevent the cover-up of financial crimes can be used to put some of the defendants behind bars. This is the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. I remember this, but probably I'm the only one here who does. It was a response to the Enron accounting scandal, and it criminalized the destruction of evidence. So basically what happened, Enron is Exxon, it's Mobile Exxon, and they were accused of doctoring the records, so they didn't have to pay as much in taxes. So the feds took them to jail, and they just destroyed all the records. Very convenient. Okay, we don't have those records anymore. I don't know how many of you remember this, but I remember. And so somehow or other that enters into, according to the Justice Department anyway, the presence, unauthorized presence of people in the Capitol building. I haven't the slightest idea how they connect, but okay, maybe that's not important. So what happens? This is one more thing. Trump on top of Trump. So yesterday the jurors were traipsing in and out of the courtroom. Trump fell asleep at the table, and so, okay, this goes on and on and on. So this is just another one of these cases that seem to go on ad nauseum, right? They just keep going and going and going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the judge has started to think a little bit about the prosecution request to fine Trump up to $3,000 for attacking witnesses. That is, as usual, he goes out like a child and makes fun of people that are, you know, have nothing to do with the facts in the case. He just likes to make fun because of his own insecurities, makes fun of people that are, and this is mostly in social media posts.
Sometimes I wonder if he fancies himself a stand-up comedian.
You think Trump does?
Like, if that's part of his, yeah, if that's part of his, like, not shtick, but personality. Because he's an equal opportunist on picking on people.
Yeah, right. It's very immature. childish, in fact. All right, let's see what else is going on with the Supreme Court. Seem to be kind of divided here, Jay, allowing yesterday Idaho to proceed with broad enforcement of a new law aimed at prohibiting gender-affirming care for minors. Not minors in a mine, but minors who are underage. The decision overrides a couple of lower court rulings that upheld an injunction against the law as litigation continues. So all six of the high court's conservative members, all of them indicated that they would have kept the law on hold. Liberals, conservatives, I don't even like referring to them as that because I think it's inappropriate. It's reality, but these people shouldn't be there because of their leanings. They should be there because they're really good jurists. Anyway, so ordinarily injunctions like this may go no further than necessary to provide interim relief to the parties, said Justice Gorsuch. In this case, however, the district court went too far, prohibiting a state from enforcing any aspect of its duly enacted law against anyone. This sounds kind of like it's, I don't know, all this gender stuff that's in the news every day. The Vatican also has blasted sex change surgery as threats to human dignity.
They also blasted surrogacy as a threat to human dignity.
Right. Nonsense. But that's, you know, that's their thing. And so they call it the doctrine of infinite dignity. They released it, 20-page declaration that's been in the works for 5 years. It was approved by the Pope, and then it was ordered to be published. So I thought the Pope has kind of been reaching out to the LGBTQ group, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something to this. Sex change surgery is something that is, it seems to be taken lightly by people, by some people. Okay, I think I want to be a guy, or I want to be a girl. You know, your brain and the other stuff in your biology have a hard time supporting
sex.
All that.
Gender is socially constructed.
Yeah. Gender? It is? Mm-hmm. You mean male-female stuff? I don't know. I look at it that way. Well, we'll have to continue this conversation because now 18 after here on Good Day.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Hilton Head. Or Hilton has a head. Paris Hilton has a head. E-I-E-I-O. And on that head, she has a bill. The California bill to bring more transparency to youth treatment facilities. This is trending on social media. Her name is in the top 10 box here today in terms of celebrity news and info. She joined a group of state lawmakers in California yesterday to push for legislation, Jay, aimed at cracking down on the industry that cares for troubled teenagers by requiring more transparency. So what is the problem? There has to be a problem for this to...
The high level of abuse that these young children and teens are facing. And Paris Hilton knows firsthand. She was in one. She suffered the abuse.
But she had a drug problem, didn't she, for a while?
Yeah, but I think she was just overall a rebellious teen.
Yeah.
That she went to go to one of these residential treatment facilities and in troubled youth and all of that stuff. And it was like when she recounts what happened to her, it was bad. Like they would hold the kids down. They would strangle them. They would keep them from contacting their parents. And there is just a level, high level of abuse that people either weren't aware of, which was happening, or they just decided of like, well, you know, just if we don't know for sure, then we're just going to turn a blind eye to it.
She went to a boarding school in Utah. That's where she had the problem with staff members. They would beat her, force her to take pills. She didn't know what they were. They would watch her shower and take video. They would put her in solitary confinement, no clothing on. This sounds like a real sick place. And why has it taken this long, one would wonder, for there to be some action taken against an outfit like this? This is... apparently, there have been people sent to a private school down in Jamaica as well, troubled teenagers, same kind of thing. So she's testifying in a hearing under the bill. The facilities would have to report details such as what disciplinary actions were taken, et cetera, et cetera. But these were not problems in California. These were problems outside of California. So shouldn't there be a legislative initiative in Washington to fix this problem? I would think that would be the place to go. California sent 1,200 children with behavior problems to out-of-state facilities. So at least I guess they're trying to track it in California and go
somewhere. But yeah, it shouldn't be happening anywhere. And I think that there was once upon a time this mentality in parenting of, well, my child is acting up, so let's send them to a place that can, quote-unquote, scare them straight. I don't need to know what you're doing. Just, quote-unquote, fix my kid.
Yeah, well, those are parents that don't give a damn about their kids in the first place. And you can imagine that happening in a family like the Hilton family, notorious for not taking care of their children, and thus they all go pretty much awry. And she certainly has been the poster child in that department for a number of years. All right, something else trending in the celebrity department, Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll is a singer. He's been sued by a wedding band called Jelly Roll over trademark infringement. Now, is this because of the cake, or is this there's the cake, and then there's a band that plays at weddings in Pennsylvania. They claim they have trademark rights to the name
that they've been using
Jelly
the
Roll.
Name Jelly Roll, one word Jelly Roll, okay. Since at least 1980, they do celebratory.
But have they trademarked it? Did they trademark it?
It seems like they did.
Yeah. If they did, then he has...
That they have trademark rights that have been infringed upon. And then Jelly Roll, the country artist, two words for Jelly Roll. That was a childhood nickname that he adopted as his stage name.
Mm.
So we'll see what happens here.
May have a problem with this, because when you got it trademarked, you're not supposed to use it no matter what. So, interesting to follow that story. 28 after the hours, we follow lots of stories here on Good Day. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com. Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello?
Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Call us.
What's your name, boy?
C.W. Moss.
Well, I'm Miss Bonnie Parker, and this here's Mr. Clyde Barrow. We rob banks.
I can't remember that, but I don't know how many of you remember that scene. I remember it well. It was quite the movie, and the story of Bonnie and Clyde was true, but, of course, Hollywood embellished upon it a little bit, and thus the story of Bonnie and Clyde goes down in history. There certainly was a lot of information about them before the movie, but after the movie. Really? Did that go on? Those guys really did that? Yes, they really did. Have you ever received a complaint or a compliment that turned your day around? I'm just dealing with a problem that affiliates are having with some of the satellite stuff that we use, some of the connection stuff that we use. And so I'm trying to come out of this. I'm trying to make, silk out of a sow's ear?
Silver
lining. In some
way,
shape, or form. Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm trying to come up with some words of encouragement. that maybe, I don't know whether I'm the one who needs the big hug or whether the people running the stations or both of us need a big hug. Anecdotally, it's not something that affects you unless you can't hear the program on your station, so you've gone to gooddayshow.com, which more and more people are doing. They can listen to it. Actually, the other day in the car, I was, where the heck was I? It was a rental car. I know what it was. And so I didn't like the choices that I was listening to on the radio. So I actually got my Sirius XM app out, and I plugged it into the regular doohickey, and I went to the thing, and I chose one of the 200 channels that you can choose from. And damned if it didn't work. It surprised even me. So anyway, there are all kinds of, I go back to the other stuff. Technology is tough, and we are all slaves to it. I certainly am when it comes to this program and to how we deliver it, and every radio program that you hear that's syndicated, that comes from a place and that a group of many stations carry, all have to be carried pretty much by the same outfit. And it's another example of monopolies and how, you know, the big and the small are having to pay the price for letting basically one company control all of this stuff. My destiny is controlled by someone and something that I have no control over. So thank you for those of you who took the effort and made the effort to go to gooddayshow.com, where you can always hear the program no matter what. So, and, you know, I get, this is my baby. It's like a child for me. I'm the only independent producer of radio programming left that's not connected to some big church or some big company. And so I, you know, you can imagine that I get a little perturbed about this stuff. I can feel it. You know, my jaw gets tighter, Jay. You can hear it in my tone. If I have my my watch on, the heart rate goes up. My muscles, I can feel them tensing up. You know, there's a psychological and a physical reaction to things that are disturbing.
Shoulders and the ears.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, I'm going to try to talk myself down from that. And I did that by trying to find out, there's more and more advertising being done for the Paris Olympics, which take place this summer. And I'm interested in basketball. I know that a number of years ago, Team USA was changed to be able to feature some of the professional players, if not all of them. I remember LeBron James when he, I think he's on this basketball team this year, too. Stephen Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so what else? Are you following any of this, the Olympics, as things are getting prepared? Do you know any inside insight?
No, I typically don't follow a lot of the pre-stuff. It's I wait until the Olympics officially kick off, and then I pay attention.
Which is what, July something?
Uh-huh.
When are the Olympics? July something or other.
Yeah, right? It's the middle of July.
Yeah. And Paris, they're redoing a lot of Paris. What were we talking about last week? They're painting the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
All right? And so, anyway. I have found some crazy stories in my time. You know, doing this as we have done. You've been with me for a number of years. And we're always surprised. There's always one story that surprises. Not much surprises me anymore. But sometimes there's something like this one. This is the story of a couple who owned a Colorado funeral home. Authorities discovered 190 decaying bodies, and so they've been indicted. I think we talked about this when it first happened.
Mm-hmm.
They misspent $900,000 in pandemic relief funds. They had a little cosmetic surgery done on themselves. They bought jewelry. They took vacations. And they left the bodies to rot.
Well, and the family members of some of these bodies, they didn't even know that their loved ones were there because they received somebody's ashes or something's ashes. They thought that they,
Yeah, and that brings around, you always wonder about that. I remember when my dear friend Edgar passed in 2011. He was my farm manager for 14, 15 years, and he had a stroke and died. And I brought his body to, I didn't, but his body got to the crematorium. I went down and picked up his ashes. Remember, my son and I drove down there, and it was the eeriest. I mean, I've carried urns before, But, you know, you think about, okay, this is what's left of a guy that I knew very well. Extraordinary man who had a great history, and I was shocked because he seemed to be in good shape, looked in good shape, but he always railed against going to doctors, and so he didn't really know what was going on inside of his body. At the age of 65, he just died overnight in his sleep. So we had his body cremated, but I said to my son when we picked up the remains, how do we know? You know, you don't get a certificate of authenticity like you get if you buy some gold or something online. You get a, how do you know that that's really Edgar in the box, mm-hmm. right?
And so, and how do you know it's people, only that person? Like they didn't pile a bunch of people up, and they're just like,
exactly,
nobody will know.
Yeah. So anyway, this couple collected $130,000 from families for cremations, and they never cremated them. The bodies are sitting in the morgue, in the funeral home. Good God, what kind of people? This is sick, sick, sick. Right? The Return to Nature Funeral Home in Colorado Springs. Yeah, they're great. Did you see the thing on Shark Tank? There's a new, this guy who started a business, was looking for funding, a couple of $100,000, I think, from the sharks to expand his way of putting people away, if you will. It's a new kind of a box that's all kind of like biodigestible by the worms and the stuff for the critters crawling around on the ground. And it's much less expensive. So you put the body in there and you stick it in a hole, and before you know it, psh, gonzo, the body's gone. Not because somebody stole it. Yeah. Which is a very practical way. It was very interesting to see what the system was all about, frankly. I thought it was a great idea.
Did the sharks take to it?
Yeah, I think one of them, I'm trying to remember whether it was Hershevik that took some. One of them did take it, I think. It would have been a perfect thing for Mr. Wonderful. But I don't think he bit on it. All right, the EPA finalizing a rule that will require 218 chemical plants to reduce toxic waste. You know, we've been talking a lot about this earlier in the program. If you didn't hear it, you can listen to it because we replay the whole program at gooddayshow.com all day, every day, talking about what happened to John Wayne Bobbitt because he was at Camp Lejeune when all of the rotten water was there, and how many more people have sued the federal government, and you and I are paying for it, like to the tune of billions of dollars that these lawyers are going to get out because the government, and mostly the Army Corps of Engineers, and everybody says, oh, these guys are wonderful, they kind of poo-pooed what they knew was in the water. So that's why the government is vulnerable, and that's why you and I are going to be paying billions of dollars to settle all of these claims. Well, here's another one. Story in the Washington Post today that people who are being exposed to this stuff in Cancer Alley, down in Louisiana, there are 218 plants in this area. People that are working in these things for a long time, exposure to these chemicals that are there, they have elevated cancer risks by 96% because of the stuff that's in the air down there. So this is a strip of land, mostly in Louisiana, but there's a little of it in Texas, where these chemical manufacturers will have new regulations. But in the meantime, how many people have died? The cancer rates are through the roof down in this area. And again, it's called Cancer Alley for a reason. See, this is what the EPA should be doing. Not telling me that a puddle in my driveway is a riverway. But go after these things.
It's still so absurd.
Of course, it's ridiculous. These people, they embarrass themselves by sending people around that don't know anything about anything. But anyway, this ruling is supposed to reduce 6,000 tons of toxic air pollution every year. 6,000 tons of stuff just going up into the air in this part of the country. Again, most of it's Louisiana, but some of it's in Texas. Can you imagine? Just think about that for a minute. Think about that. Wow. Okay, this is a story for Warren Eckstein, our pet expert. There are reports from the Alaska Department of Transportation that they're, excuse me, the planes have been striking animals on the runways, various Alaskan cities, 92 instances of them last year. So they have, they've bought a bunch of four-legged robotic guard animals.
These things are disguised, creepy.
Like foxes or coyotes, supposed to deter the animals. I have coyotes out in the pastures to get rid of the geese. I have these, you know, I bought them for $150 a piece. I bought four of them to put them in various fields and pastures. You know, they're just models of coyotes. Mm-hmm. And I put a red scarf in the mouths of them, makes it look like blood dripping from their mouths.
So the geese see that.
Yeah, well, you know, the geese are a damnable problem. They're a serious, serious problem. So this robotic predator, first used at the Fairbanks Airport. I think we have, let's see, we have four stations in Alaska, and one of them is in Fairbanks. So you are probably, you folks up there are familiar with this robot. Looks like a fox or a coyote named Aurora. The robot is a model built by a company here in Boston called Boston Dynamics. They have a commercial line of robots. And so the robots are supposed to scare off birds and even there are some, they have some pigs that have gone to some of the airports to eat bird eggs because of the problem of all the birds at some of the airports. Anyway, the robot cost the airport $70,000 a piece. There you go, folks. Welcome to modern times, 48 after the hour.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
To my newborn baby boy. The day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
From Jurassic Park. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. Charming, engaging, intelligent. That's what all the girls say about him. You've noticed that, Jay, right? When it comes to Chucker.
They're billboards.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so why are we playing the theme from Jurassic Park there, Mr. Curry?
Because we spoke about this numerous times in the last month at Universal Pictures. Is going to do a fourth entry in the Jurassic World franchise, basically do a semi-reboot or a fresh start. There's an actor named Jonathan Bailey who is in this Showtime television show, Fellow Travelers, which got really good buzz. They want him to be the male lead, according to Deadline Hollywood website, which is pretty accurate. And I guess they're in negotiations with Scarlett Johansson to play the female lead. I'd assume she'll last for at least $20 million. I got to tell you, Doug, she would be worth it. I would pay her $20 million for a Jurassic World.
You have that kind of dough?
It's hard to believe it's been, 31 years since the first Jurassic Park movie hit theaters, and this franchise has a lot of legs to it.
Okay, you have that kind of dough hanging around, you're going to pay her $20 million?
I would get it financed from my local bank, and I know I'd get my money back. Not only would I pay them back, but I would make a profit on my investment.
Perfect. Good to know.
Okay.
All right, Bob Odenkirk is talking about what happened during his heart attack. Remember that last year?
Sure.
He just went down, and he said that the on-site medic reacted by freezing. She just didn't know what to do, apparently. And he thought, you know, when looking back upon it, it was kind of funny. I think if I was having a heart attack and the medic came around the corner and froze in his tracks, it would be, I think I wouldn't be laughing about it. How about you?
Dare I say, you think she was starstruck? I'm serious. To was in shock that she couldn't believe that the star of the show was having a heart attack?
Yeah, right. Anyway, he's okay now, though, I think, right?
Thank God, isn't he? Yes,
yeah, he's done
good.
A couple of series since then. I find him an interesting, very engaging kind of guy, frankly. All right, the armorer from Rust, Hannah Gutierrez, got 18 months in the slammer yesterday. You saw that, right?
I did. I did. Now she was she's in jail because of she was responsible for what was in that gun. Correct.
Yes, that is correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, you wonder. So the charges are still pending, though, against Baldwin.
Yes.
And yet the film was completed. When is it going to be released? I think a lot of people.
I guess this year.
Better.
I guess this year. Which we said on the air. I find I almost find it hard to believe that film will be released. But they're going to release.
Want to go see it? No, it'll be do a lot better at the box office than people thought. Right. Yeah. All right. What else have you got that's cooking?
Kong vs. Godzilla has been very successful for Warner Brothers. They produced that film, Doug, for $135 million. It's done $470 million worldwide. Now, what's the lesson here? They actually produced a big tentpole popcorn movie at a very respectable price, $135 million. The director did a great job. See, the problem with a lot of these blockbusters is they're costing like $250 million, and that is more than they should be spending. $135 million. That's a good job, and that's a very profitable blockbuster for Warner Brothers.
All right. What about box office totals? We didn't get to those yesterday. We ran out of time.
Civil War opened number one, did around $26 million. That is a very good opening weekend for a $50 million movie, which is the most expensive in the history of A24 studio.
Garbage. All right, what else? What's under?
Blumhouse and Lionsgate's going to remake Blair Witch Project, which was a immensely popular horror film from 1999. I did not like it on the record. I thought it was a gimmick that did not work. A lot of people liked it, made a ton of money.
So so what are the other movies that were in the top five or top ten this past weekend? I was curious as to how some of the others. There's a lot of movies around.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire placed third, 5.8. It's done $97 million domestically. Worldwide, it's done about $170 million, and needs another $30 million to break even, and then it'll be very profitable when it goes to streaming. It should be able to do that, and hopefully for Ghostbusters fans, there'll be another Ghostbusters movie in the next 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And yeah, Kung Fu Panda 4 and Dune 5 ran out the box office list, Doug.
Mark Paul Gosselaar feels awful about Quiet on the Set allegations when he was in Saved by the Bell. What, people still think about that show? What has that got to do with anything these days?
Well, he was on he was a kid on a kid show. Had nothing to do with Dan Snyder, though, that show. So he's just giving his opinion.
Okay, well, my opinion is you did a great job, Chuck, and we'll talk to you tomorrow here on Good.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.